Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Lot of text, 51551 on the transition year. They should teach students how to manage money, says one. One of my children missed out on TY because of COVID, says another. I can see the difference between her and my older child. TY is more beneficial than people realise. What has a skiing trip got to do with TY and prep for the future? Crazy! I also wouldn't like to be a teacher responsible for all of those 16 and 17 year olds abroad. Let us rewind the clock a little bit from TY year to the early years and how you might stop the cycle of intergenerational disadvantage, which sees children born with relatively few advantages from falling behind their peers at a young age and never catching up. Well, there is a scheme that was started in Darndale in Dublin and begun not with prescribed answers, but by listening to the community themselves, and the solutions that they have come up with have yielded some very important results. For more on this, I'm joined by the principal investigator on that programme called Preparing for Life, Professor of Economics at UCD, Orla Doyle. Good morning to you, Professor Doyle. Can we start with that first critical step, listening to the local community? What did they say that they wanted?
Good morning, Phil. Nice to be here. Well, you know, the community said that parenting is hard for everyone, but it's even harder when you're living in an under-resourced community. So for some families, you know, who may be worried about being able to pay their rent or feed their kids during the holidays, it can be very difficult to prioritise, you know, reading to your child or being fully present for your child as you have these kind of higher-level concerns. So what the community wanted to do is they wanted to develop a programme that would support families around parenting, with the ultimate goal of making sure that children from this community would have like the same opportunities as kids living in other parts of the city. And really that's what led to the development of Preparing for Life almost 16 years ago now.
Can I put the cart before the horse for a second and just ask you to fast forward to the results and to what extent this has worked?
Well, it was my job as a researcher in UCD to figure out, like, is this programme effective? Does it actually improve children's lives? So what we did is we tried to evaluate the effectiveness of it using what we call a randomised controlled trial. So we invited over 200 pregnant women from the community to join our study, and we randomly assigned half of them to receive the Preparing for Life programme, and then the other half to receive a range of supports that didn't include home visiting, because Preparing for Life is ultimately a home visiting programme. And we've been following these groups over time for the last 15 years, where we're comparing the children who received the home visiting programme to children who did not, in order to see whether or not they had better outcomes. And, you know, what we saw, like, even during the very early stages of the programme, was that the children who received this home visiting, you know, they were less likely to be born via a cesarean section. They also received their immunizations earlier. They had better diets. But probably more importantly, they were exposed to a better home environment. So their parents were reading to them more frequently. They were talking to them more frequently. And basically, parents were interacting more with their children. And these are all, like, very important things that can affect the child's development. So then when the program ended at age 5, because of these early changes, we went back and we measured the children's outcomes, and we found that when these kids started school, they had better language skills, better, like, working memory and social skills.
So they've all just completed junior cycle, that first cohort, have they?
No, at the moment children are 14 years old. And the last time that we assessed them, we're currently in the field collecting data now that they're 14 years old. So they haven't all done the junior cert yet. The last time we assessed them was when they were 9 years old.
But is there a marked difference between them and the control group?
Absolutely. So we're seeing significant differences across most of the measures that we assess. So, for example, we find that the children who receive the programme, they have higher cognitive development scores. The absolute difference is 10 points, which may not seem much, but it's actually, 10 points difference in IQ scores is really enough to change your life.
Okay, so let's go back then to the intervention and what it is that you did 14 years ago, or what services were offered in the home. What did they get?
Well, the programme itself is operated by the Northside Partnership, and it supports parents from pregnancy right up until the children start school at age four or five. So, you know, it's a very long and intensive programme, and they provide lots of different services, but at its heart, the Parent for Life is a home visiting programme. So this means that every family has a home visitor who visits the family in their home every couple of weeks. And the aim of these visits is to support the family around parenting and child development. And I guess the home visitor's main job is to build a relationship of trust with the families and deliver like very high quality information on parenting. So, for example, before the child is born, they may work with the parents around preparing for the labour or safety proofing the home. And then once the child arrives, they could support parents around, you know, promoting the children's developmental milestones and really just providing practical advice around, say, weaning or, you know, what to do if your toddler is having a tantrum in the supermarket. So it's very practical information, but, you know, it's not necessarily the information or the tip sheets that they provide that matters. It's how they deliver the information. You know, these home visitors are really able to meet a family at where they are at in their lives at that point in time in a really non-judgmental way. So we know that every family, including families living in very difficult circumstances, have strengths. And what the home visitors have a really good way of doing is identifying those strengths and nurturing those strengths. So it's almost like the home visitors nurture the parents, and this in turn allows the parents to kind of nurture their children.
Indeed. It doesn't sound radically different to what a properly resourced public health nurse system would look like, though, does it?
In some ways true, but, you know, yeah, we do have a universal public health nurse system in Ireland, but these nurses work from, you know, the cradle to the grave. So as well as visiting babies, public health nurses also visit older people. So they have a huge remit. And what this means in reality is that very few families, or most families, only meet their public health nurse a couple of times in the first 5 years of life. And, you know, for many families, this is just not enough support, you know. And when we compare that to preparing for life, home visits happen at least once a month, often more frequently. And they're there every, you know, from pregnancy until age five. So they really get to know the family very well.
So basically, do you think that you have achieved proof of concept here, that you can demonstrate that this works? And where does this piece of research go from there if you have?
Well, I think we have shown that this program is effective at improving children's lives, both in the short run and in the medium run. And what we're seeing now is that other communities have recognized how effective Preparing for Life is. So what's happening is that the program is now operating in 8 other communities all around Ireland, including Mayo, Galway and Carlow. And actually, the government has just set up a national home visiting program. So hopefully more families will be able to access home visiting in the future. But in addition to being operating around Ireland, the program is now, we're just starting to run the program in Chicago. So we're working with Professor James Heckman, who's a Nobel Prize winner from the University of Chicago, to conduct another randomized controlled trial of Preparing for Life. So in Chicago, we're really excited about this. We're working with an organization called Casa Central, and they mainly work with the Latino population. So we really want to see whether this little program, which originated from Darndale, will also be effective with Hispanic families living in the south side of Chicago.
Very interesting. Will we have to wait 14 years before we can talk to you about the outcome of that, though?
Maybe a little less than that, but in a few years.
Orla Doyle, Professor of Economics at UCD, thank you very much for talking to us about the Preparing for Life programme started in Darndale.